gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be.
Okay. Better than missing the train.
It's great of you to drive me to the station. Oh, it's a gorgeous day.
You know, I'm as excited as you are. Oh, I just had to see you all. Oh, by next week, you'll have forgotten Bellhaven.
Silly, I'll only be working in the city. I'll be home weekend.
That's what you think. Hey, have you thought any more about living at the studio club?
Yes, I have. I'm going up there first thing, before I look at any other places.
Well, look, let me call Mrs. Link and tell her.
Who's Mrs. Link?
Well, she runs the place. She's great. She really digs people. She understands your problem no matter what it is.
Oh.
Her great-grandmother was a gypsy princess, and she can tell fortunes.
Oh.
Promise me you'll tell me about everything. Who's there, where the action is.
Oh, everything. But I'm glad you've made up your mind to stay home this year.
I haven't. I just can't put it all together yet. All I want now is a job.
We'll do something about that when I get back.
Kate, You and David are the only friends I have in this whole town. If you ever decide to marry him, I'll move right in with both of you.
Oh, that's quite an offer.
Only you're not going to marry him, right?
I'm starting a new job. I'm not thinking of marrying anybody.
Yeah, who needs it? Oh, Kate, I envy you. You're so free.
Hey, isn't anybody going to answer that phone? Who's in the front office? Okay, send a man to do a boy's work. I'll get it. Hello, Studio Club.
I didn't take it, Jeffrey.
Right. Nobody around. Thought I'd better...
Thank you. Hello. Oh, Nancy. I'm so glad to hear from you, my dear. You're not coming back to us? A friend of yours? Your aunt? Well, do you think that she... Oh, yes. Oh, I see. Well, I shall be happy to see her. And I'm so glad to talk with you, Nancy. Yeah. Goodbye, my dear. And good health.
Anybody I know, Mrs. Link?
There was no message for you, Jeffrey.
Oh, I didn't think there would be. I just thought I recognized the voice.
Mm-hmm. Well, one can be mistaken, of course.
But one isn't. It was Nancy, wasn't it?
Did she say so?
Well, she didn't have to. She coming back?
Now, the call was for me and not for you, Jeff.
Sure. But I thought that great, big, beautiful heart of yours...
Aren't you running a little late this morning?
For what? Oh, sure, my morning coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. But someday I'll say something to melt you.
Oh, you do, my dear boy, very often. Oh, Annie, Mrs. Kate Wakefield is coming in this morning. Let me know, please, as soon as she gets here.
What'll it be, Jeff? Pancakes and sausage?
Ugh.
I got it. One tomato clam juice.
And a bucket of coffee. Very, very black.
Well, you must have been really hitting it last night.
Me and my guitar, we busted a few strings.
Drink the clam first.
Know something, Hazel?
Not much. Not this early.
Nancy's coming back.
You don't say.
Mm-hmm. She was on the phone this morning.
To you?
No, to the madam. But I knew her voice. She'll be back.
Oh, she'd be crazy.
She can't live without me.
I've just got one piece of advice for you, Mr. Jeffrey Clark.
Not without my morning coffee.
Right. So, there it is. Drink it while it's good and hot. My advice is you better shape up if you want a nice girl like Nancy. I think she's just where she ought to be, home.
Women can't resist me for long, Hazel.
This one can, and I bet Nancy can, too. Morning, miss.
Morning. Can I have a coffee?
Well, you sure can. Danish?
Oh, nothing else, thanks. You must be Hazel.
That's me. How'd you know that?
I was here last week, the night your little girl was sick.
No kidding.
Yeah, a friend of yours, Judy, took over the counter, and I helped her.
Well, you know.
How is your daughter?
Oh, she's fine now. You staying here?
Well, I hope to. I'm going to see Mrs. Link now. My name is Kate Wakefield. Maybe you know my niece, Nancy Reed.
Oh, sure. I tell you, you don't look like anybody's aunt.
aren't you going to introduce me, Hazel?
Finish your coffee, Jeff.
Friendless world. Good morrow, good lady.
Hello.
The name is Jeff Clark, and any friend of Nancy's is a special friend of mine. Can I sit beside you?
The studio club operates. No meals, but the coffee shop is open all night in Wakefield.
It's Kate Wakefield.
Mrs. Here, everybody is meant, unless it's by first name.
Well, first name suits me fine.
Huh. Are there only students here?
Oh, no.
We have one man who's been here for years.
Oh?
He used to take courses. And one or two young people who never go to class.
Oh.
Are you going to study?
Well, it wouldn't hurt me, but I'm starting a job downtown on Monday.
And you might not like it this far uptown. And the young people are a little free and easy.
Nancy liked it.
Well, to tell you the truth, I think Nancy was a little lost here. I was very glad to see her go home to... Oh, to what is that place?
Bellhaven.
Yeah. Well, it's a very proper place, I understand.
Well, like any other small town. I've lived in it all my life.
Uh-huh. And now you are escaping, yeah?
Yes.
Well, good, good. One must, you know. One cannot stay tied up like a bundle all one's life. But things are very relaxed today. And it is not the way I was brought up. Or the way I like to see things go. But it is the way it is. And I go along. Oh, I could not manage at all.
Oh, it seems to me you manage very well.
Well, I think because the young people respect me. Come. I will show you the one room that is vacant.
Attractive. I'll take it.
Good. I like people who know their own mind. Come down to my office and we will make the arrangements.
I'd like to stay here and look around for a few minutes. It's the first room that I've ever had that I got on my own.
It is yours. And you come when you are.
Hi.
Oh.
Again. Can I come in and stretch out?
Well, really,
I swear. I had to see if you were real.
I'm real enough to ask you not to put those dirty sandals on the bed cover.
Oh, absolutely right. We start with inhibitions.
Please, would you?
Gradually, we shake loose. You're young and lovely and terribly clean. And you're Nancy's aunt. Oh, no, never. They don't make ants in your shape.
Look, I've forgotten your name.
A woman forgetting my name?
Jeff.
Jeff Clark, the man Nancy adores.
I'm going down to the office, Mr. Clark, so if you will remove yourself and excuse me.
You've got style. Tell Nancy when you see her. I'm still here. Oh, and for your information, my room is three doors down, across the hall.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Claror Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula or conditioning formula is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen.
Me.
And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. The Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Final Net, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do.
Ladies, I present my compliments. In my chapter today of Vanity Fair, we take leave of Queen's Crawley and those amiable people practicing the rural virtues there, and travel back to London to inquire what has become of Miss Amelia Sedley. Recall first that Rebecca began a letter to Amelia. For 2 weeks she has been far too busy at her duties to finish it. Now, we arrive in London at a most favorable time. At this very moment, Lieutenant George Osborne has asked for Emmy's hand in marriage. And Emmy just now answered.
Yes, yes, yes.
We know dear Amelia's nature to be shy and humble, to follow, never to leave. But George has caused such a flutter in her heart that the heady vapors of love give her new courage. Listen.
Oh, George. When shall we be married? I'm sure Mama can make all wedding arrangements by next month. Will next month be all right, George? My darling, my love. Well, say it will be all... It won't? Well, you look... Why do you look so sad when we're both so happy?
Happy, my precious girl, that we are engaged. Sad that we cannot plight our troth while war rages all over Europe.
But what has war to do with us?
My dove, do you forget I am in His Majesty's service? Do you not know that at any moment I may be ordered abroad?
Oh, that wretched Napoleon, that hateful little beast.
That Corsican monster. Because of him I cannot marry my little flower.
Oh, I can't bear it if you're sent away. But if you are, then we must be married. I could go with you then and live nearby. Oh, my dearest heart, I would, if I could, fight the battles at your side. I would stop the bullets with my own hand.
Foolish child, I won't hear of you following the army. A little delicate creature like you.
Oh, but you may not be sent, my love. Oh, pray let us chance it and be married now.
We cannot marry until I resign my commission at war's end. I love you much too fondly to subject you to the life and rough treatment of an army officer's wife. I don't care for myself, not I. But my dear little girl should take her place in the society to which my wife is entitled.
But I... We...
Hush. No more. It must be as I say.
Yes, George.
And when finally we are wed, Will you be a good, dutiful wife and always say, yes, George?
Yes, George.
Ah, splendid.
May I say something, George?
If it's not to do with war?
No, it's to do with love.
Then you may speak.
I've wanted to tell you for so long, but it wouldn't have been seemly until you asked for my hand.
Look here, I say, I've not asked your papa for your hand. What if he don't want me for a son-in-law?
Oh, you know he does. Even if he did not, papa wants me to have whatever I want. May I finish now what I've wanted to say for so long?
Yes. Yes, finish, do.
Ever since I met you. Ever since the very first day.
I say, Emmy, I have a terrible thirst. Could we ring for a spot of tea?
Oh, yes, George.
Beg pardon, Miss Amelia.
Oh, Hopkins. We were just about to ring for tea.
And I've brought the post. A letter for you, miss.
Oh, thank you. And do please bring tea.
Yes, very good.
George, at last, a letter from Becky.
You don't say.
Billy, I haven't had this in years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Oh, poor kid.
5 minutes, Claude.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh. Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol, new from Bristol-Myers.
George likes Becky no more than Becky likes George. But dear Amelia, who sees and hears only good, is perfectly unaware.
George, Becky's room is the room where Queen Elizabeth slept.
Rebecca Sharp in a queen's... What is the world coming to?
That's not all. Becky's never had anything, not anything. And now she has a maid all her own.
A governess with... What can Sir Pitt be thinking of?
She says right here what Sir Pitt is thinking. Listen, I have quite
won Sir Pitt's confidence. And now I'm his secretary. I read his law papers to him, advise him what to answer, manage his accounts, and write his letters. Dearest Emmy, he can't spell, and his grammar is shocking. But rich baronets don't need to be careful about grammar. As poor governesses must. George, think of it, his secretary.
I am thinking of it.
I order the meals now. Lady Crawley is very grateful, for she has no interest in anything.
George, darling, is Becky not clever?
Very clever. She sounds as if she's mistress of Queen's Crawley.
How clever you are. That's exactly what Becky says next.
I'm almost mistress of the house.
Egad!
Oh, you want your tea, don't you, dearest?
No, keep reading. I want to hear this.
Oh, I'm so glad you do. Ah, she's writing of young Mr. Pitt now.
I suppose she set her cap for him.
Oh, let's see. Oh, Emmy, what a stick of a misbegotten man young Pitt is. Solemn as an undertaker, and looks like one. He reads me dreadful, dull pamphlets he's written, and I say, oh, thank you, sir, with a sigh, and look up to heaven. And how he does blink his gooseberry eyes.
Isn't she funny? Gooseberry eyes.
Very funny.
Tea, Miss Amelia.
Oh, just set it down, Hopkins. Thank you. You may go.
Very good, ma'am.
Shall we finish the letter before we have tea?
No, I want my tea.
Oh, but there's just a little more about young Mr. Pitt. It's what you wanted to know. Don't suppose I'm interested in him. I can't abide him. And don't suppose he's interested in me. He's attached to Lady Jane Sheepshanks, and she is altogether welcome to him. There, George. Now I'll pour. Tea with lemon for George. I never forget what you like. There, my darling. I'll just finish Becky's letter before I pour my own tea. Oh, Emmy, what dark feuds lurk in this place I call Humdrum House. The two sons, Rawdon and young Pitt, despise each other and never are here together. The two other brothers, Sir Pitt and Parson Bute Crawley, never speak. Oh, dear. I hope they won't make it unpleasant for Becky with their horrid quarrels. George, what is it? You look terribly cross.
On the very day, the very moment I proposed to you, the very time we are making wedding plans, Miss Rebecca Sharp walks in and makes herself at home.
Oh, my sweetest love, I'm so sorry. How thoughtless I am.
No, she may be mistress of Queen's Crawley, but she is not mistress here when I'm present. Is that understood, Amelia?
Yes, George. Yes.
The best of women, I have heard my grandmother say, are hypocrites. Not Amelia. My grandfather might have said, but did not, that the best of men are hypocrites. And George Osborne is one. His high-flown reason for not marrying Amelia now is an untruth. The truth is, he means to sow more wild oats. For shame. Tomorrow, ladies, your servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
The following is a paid dramatization.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair, me with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Vanity Fair is dramatized for the Author Studio by Nancy Moore. Mr. Thackeray is portrayed by Earl Hammond. Becky Sharp by Dolores Sutton. Sir Pitt by Francis Bethencourt. Produced and directed by Frank Papp. And brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. Ralph Camargo speaking. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxter. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Datro, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
Going to this thing tonight?
We're going because you got the phone when Eleanor called, and I'm sure she said, "Darling, you've got to come. You're always the life of the party." And you said, "Oh, we'll be there."
So it's my fault we're going.
Yeah, I think so.
I bet it'll be a buffet supper. I hate those things.
Oh, my hair looks awful.
Oh, it looks fine. If there's anything I dislike, it's trying to eat dinner on one of those wobbly buffet tables. No place to put your legs.
Oh, I doubt if it's even buffet tables tonight. I think she's asked about 30 people.
Oh, no.
I think so.
That means trying to balance a plate on my knees or sitting side saddle near some desk or piano stool.
I know. I hope she doesn't have something that has to be cut with a knife. Not if we have to eat with our plates on our knees.
Eleanor always has those darn molded salads. They start melting, and you spend half the time trying to keep it from sliding off on the floor.
I know. Well, I just have to put on nail polish, and then I'm ready.
I'll make you a bet.
Yeah.
We'll either have shish kebab on those skewers.
Oh, no, not with that many people.
Okay, then it'll be lobster Newberg or some shrimp concoction.
Not with the price of lobster or shrimp these days.
Well, then we'll have what Eleanor calls her famous chicken paprika.
Yes, that's probably what we'll have.
Now, listen. We cannot stay late. This is not the weekend. I have to go to work tomorrow. We leave this party at 11 o'clock sharp. Agreed?
Agreed. But when I sidle up to you and say, dear, it is 11 o'clock, time to go. Don't give me this go. Why, it's hardly dark routine. You always do that to me.
Okay.
Oh, you always claim you hate to go to parties. I never get you to go home. You know, almost always we're the last to leave. Almost
we'll
always.
We'll be the last to get there, too, if you don't step on it.
Well, I'm just drying my nail polish. I'll be right with you.
Remember now, we're leaving the party at 11 sharp.
11 sharp. Fine. You remember it because I know how you are. So when I come up to you... And I say,
oh, of course he left Cranshaw just standing there.
Funny.
Dear, it is now 11:30.
Huh? Oh, don't make him go yet.
I'm not making him go home, Anne. I mean, he's the one who...
Oh, he's so funny. We've been sitting here just howling. I don't know what I laugh so much.
Come on now.
Oh, you're funnier than Bob Hope or Jonathan Winters or...
You told me to tell you when it was 11 o'clock.
Yeah, well, I know, but I mean...
I told you when it was 11 and you just stared at me. It is now 11:30. You want to go home or not?
Oh, you can't drag him home yet. Really? We've all been sitting here and...
Well, he's just made my party.
Yeah.
Oh, he does. I just love having him. Oh, and you too, dear.
Thank you, Eleanor.
But I don't know why you always want to drag him home.
Well, if he were mine, I think I'd want to drag him home, too.
He must be marvelous
to live with. He must just keep you laughing all the time.
Yeah. Well, he's fun to live with. We spend a good deal of our time just laughing.
Oh, I'll bet you do.
Look, I think probably I'd better get on home since my boss here says I've got to go to work tomorrow. All right, sweetheart, I'll be right with you. I'll say goodnight to Jack.
Dear. Hey, Jack, you had a great party, fella.
Really, as Anne said, it must be really exciting to live with a man who's so amusing. I wish Jack were that way. He comes home, either watches TV or sits with his nose in a book.
Jack does. Why, I think your husband's very amusing. Very entertaining. In fact, he told a story tonight, something that happened to him in Florida, that I thought was the funniest thing I'd ever heard.
Jack did?
Yes, he was marvelous. We were all practically rolling on the floor. Oh, your husband has this really incredible sort of intellectual wit.
Okay, honey, let's go. Eleanor, your dinner was a feast for the gods, and I am delighted to say you provided the goddesses to go with it.
Oh, I just wish you didn't have to drag him away.
Are you ready to leave?
What's the matter with you?
Let's go. I'll talk to you when we get home.
All right, let's have it. He didn't speak to me in the car all the way home, so what's the problem?
Just get undressed and go to bed. I don't even want to discuss it.
Well, what did I do? Honey? Sweetheart?
Don't sweetheart me.
Well, just tell me what I did.
All right, I will. First of all, what was the terribly funny thing that happened at your office?
Yeah.
I said, what was it?
Huh? Oh, well, I don't know.
And tell me, you told something that was killingly funny that happened at your office.
Oh, I don't know. It wasn't anything special.
Well, since Eleanor and Anne nearly died laughing and all the others, it must have been something especially amusing.
Well, I don't know. It wasn't anything. You know how they are. They laugh at anything. Where are my pajamas?
Where they always are.
Oh, boy, you are mad, aren't you?
You told me you wanted to leave that party at 11 sharp, and it went at 11:30, I reminded you. You said hilariously, oh, the boss here says I have to go to work tomorrow.
Oh, that. I was just being funny.
Explain the joke to me.
Well, you sure are burned up about something, aren't you?
You know, you give me orders when we leave home that I make sure you leave the party at a certain time, and then everybody is furious at me, acts as though I'm a killjoy, a prison guard.
Oh, no, they don't.
Oh, yes, they do.
All right. But that's not what you're really mad at, is it?
No.
Well, what is it? Let's have it. Come on, let's hear it.
All right. Why is it when you're with me alone, you never tell me the funny stories that happen at the office?
Oh.
I don't say I'm bored with you, and in our whole married life, we've had good times and laughed about a million things, and I find you interesting and amusing. But not always.
Well, nobody is interesting and amusing always.
Oh, right, I grant you that. But suddenly, at a party, you're like a Roman candle. You burst into life. Everybody's always telling me how killingly funny you are, citing stories I've never heard of. Now, just now I asked you what was so funny that happened at the office that killed them tonight, and you said, oh, it was nothing special. I mean, do I count or what?
Oh, of course you do. I don't know. When a husband comes home from the office, he's tired. He wants to relax. He hasn't the energy to be entertaining, I guess. Well, it may be wrong, but I suppose a husband feels his wife loves him whether he's amusing or not.
Oh, I see.
Many times I come home and I think, oh, I must tell her about that funny thing that happened. And then, well, I'm tired, I guess, and then I think, oh, why bother? She loves me anyway.
I see.
No, I don't know whether you do or not. It's just that when you go to a party, you sort of perk up. People listen.
And I don't listen?
No, not always. The phone rings, or you have to feed the dog, or Debbie wants you, or you have to turn down the oven or something.
Oh, that's true. Well, I understand. Many times I'm going to tell you something that happened to me, and then I think, oh, I'm too tired, and I've won him. I'm married to him anyway.
Well, you see.
However, I would like to hear the funny story that laid them in the aisle, so to speak, tonight. Tired or not, tell it, honey.
Ah. All right. Our sales manager, Bob Williams, has had to lose weight, but he hasn't bought any new clothes, so his pants are practically falling off him. So, today his parents showed up while Bob was talking to a very important client, and as I went past him, I whispered, I mumbled, your parents are in town. And he thought I said, your pants are falling down. So he let out this yell and raced for the men's room, leaving the boss and the client wondering if he lost his mind, and that's the story.
And beautifully told. That's what wowed them at the party?
Well, I told it with more...
Bet you did.
Listen, I'm sorry.
Really?
And I'm also sorry that when you told me it was 11 o'clock that I didn't immediately say, let's go.
Well, just once. Could you act like I'm not some sort of parole officer?
Yeah.
Just once?
I don't know. I get to parties and I can't leave.
I know. Well, let's get to bed. You do have to work tomorrow. I've set the alarm already. Let's get some sleep. Oh, poor Eleanor.
Huh? Well, what do you mean? Stuck with all those dishes tonight?
Oh, no. She was raving so about you, I told her I'd found her husband very funny. She was astonished. You know, I think Jack bores her.
He bores everybody. I mean, he's a really nice guy, but he can't tell anything without going into 6,000 details.
I think Jack does just what you do. He's too tired to tell her anything interesting. And I just think it's time you husbands learned that wives need to be entertained, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. When shall I start?
Not tonight. Good night, dear.
Good night.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Datril. I compared labels. Datril has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Datril can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Datril, new from Bristol-Myers.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound.
The Little Things in Life has been brought to you by the O-Cedar Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. Comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant.
Hey, watch out, Susie. You know, those shopping carts can maim a guy.
Can you reach the coffee, Bobby? That's 3 pounds.
A drip or percolator?
Drip, I guess. We've got to get this thing together, right?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, there's so much we've never had to think about, like drip or percolator, and now we do.
I still don't get it.
We're going to have to help Mom with a whole lot of things. And we ought to do it sort of easy-like, without asking her what she wants us to do.
Yeah.
Well, you're only going to be around for another week or two.
Dad still doesn't know what's the matter with her?
Nope. He said all the tests were okay.
Well, then maybe she's going to be all right.
But then why does he look so worried? Hey, that's not on the list.
Oh, I always wanted to taste smoked oysters.
Well, you just put them back.
You're being very large about all of this.
Somebody has to run things.
Aunt Angela's doing a good job.
She won't be with us forever.
And you've been acting like we're doing her a favor to let her stay with us while Mom's in the hospital.
We could have managed without her.
I don't get it.
Oh, you wouldn't. You haven't been around long enough to notice anything.
I can't figure it out. You always used to like her. What's happened?
Nothing. You better get 2 loaves of bread.
And you know, you're hanging out with that dumb Betsy Forster much too much.
She's not dumb.
If she's got any smarts, she sure keeps them under wraps.
Is that why they're called snap beans, Aunt Angela?
Mm-hmm. Also string beans when they have strings like this when you break them.
This is more fun than when they're frozen.
Yeah, also more work.
Is it hard work to be a mother?
Sometimes. Why do you ask, Jennifer?
I was thinking about Mommy's headaches, if it was because of the hard work.
Oh, no, honey. Hey, move over so I can scratch in, will you? Your mommy and I used to sit on this very swing when we were little. And we shelled peas and lima beans and we...
Why does Mommy's headaches make her so funny?
How do you mean?
Well, I remember way back at Christmas time when Mommy had a headache. She didn't act funny then.
No, you're right. Oh, I guess that's Susie and Bobby.
I hope they got my avocado.
What do you want with an avocado?
I'm going to grow a tree with the pit and then sell the avocados to buy a puppy.
We're out here on the porch.
We got everything with the green peppers, Aunt Angela.
Oh.
Did you get my avocado?
Did we get your avocado? Will you settle for 2 avocados?
Then I'll get a puppy and a kitten. I'm going to go see.
Did I miss something?
Well, you just made sure Jennifer can now have 2 cash crops instead of 1, and therefore 2 pets instead of 1.
Oh, is that what she's been up to?
Uh-huh, and I think Christmas will come before many ripe avocados.
The milk goes in the inside of the door and put the old milk closer to the front.
It doesn't look old.
Well, it is. At least it's older.
Why do you have to be so mean?
I'm not being mean. I'm just telling you what to do.
It's the same.
Need any help, Susie?
Oh, no, everything's fine, Aunt Angela.
Jennifer did the beans, and the potatoes are scrubbed and in the foil.
I'll make the salad.
Oh, there's plenty of time, honey. The potatoes will take 45 minutes, and you can start the salad then.
Then I'll start the gelatin dessert.
That's already made.
Then I'll set the table, if it hasn't already been done.
I think being a mommy is very hard work. It makes headaches.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula, our conditioning formula, is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
I think everything's in now.
Oh, here's one more salad plate, Aunt Angela.
Oh. You know, that was a very good salad. What'd you put in the dressing?
Well, the usual vinegar and oil.
Oh, and a little mustard.
Well, it certainly made the difference.
Ah. Let's sit down for a minute, Susie. I'd like to talk.
Okay.
We've always been able to talk, haven't we?
Yes, I guess so.
What do you think has been the matter the last few days?
Nothing, Aunt Angela.
Things haven't been right between us. Or is it my imagination?
I guess I've been worried about Mom.
Mm-hmm. I know you have. But I think it's been more than that.
I don't know what you mean.
I have the feeling that you'd be a whole lot happier if I weren't here.
Oh, no, Aunt Angela.
Look, honey, it's all right to have feelings like that. We aren't the same all the time. And maybe you'll have a reason.
No, there's no reason.
There has been a difference, hasn't there?
I guess so.
Well, what do you think it is, honey?
I don't know. Well, maybe... I guess I wanted to show Mom and Dad I could help out when they needed me. And I couldn't do it while you were here.
Oh, I see. You thought we were treating you like a little girl, huh?
I guess that's it.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I should have known.
Come on, Jennifer, hop in.
As Mommy says, this is a rare treat.
And what is so rare about my tucking you in for the night, Pumpkins?
Usually Mommy does it, that's why.
Oh.
Is she going to do it when she gets home?
Well, of course she will, honey.
I thought maybe she'd be different.
Well, she's missed you a lot, you know. She said it wasn't fair that the hospital wouldn't let you visit her.
Why is that?
Oh, rules, you know.
I know.
Good night, Jennifer.
Good night, Daddy.
Aunt Angela, could you please fix this jacket lining? There's a big rip right here.
Oh, let's see it. Oh, that's not too bad, Bobby. Seam's just opened up. Look, could you get your mother's mending box? I think it's in the buffet in the dining room.
Do you sew a lot, Aunt Angela?
I used to.
A right or left side?
Left, I think. When your mother and I... Come on, sit down here and...
Here it is.
Thanks, Bobby. Well, anyway, when your mother and I were going to high school, somebody gave us a whole bolt of gray flannel, and I made us both jumpers and skirts and hat. I even tried to make a tote bag, but the straps broke.
Hat, too?
Well, they were cute, I thought, then. All the kids called us the gray ladies that winter.
It was just the two of you?
Not entirely. There was Uncle Herman and his wife, and they were very good to us, but, well... Em and I sort of took hold of our own lives at quite a very early age. Yeah, Bobby.
Well, thanks a lot. I can't even see where you fixed it.
I'm going over and see Betsy. You want to come?
No, thanks. I think I better clean off some of my bookshelves. Jenny wants to use my room while I've gone away to school.
How is Betsy? Her Aunt Cora is coming for a visit next week.
Well, that's good.
Oh? Why do you think that?
Well, every young girl can use an occasional aunt, don't you think?
Maybe she will make things a little smoother for Betsy.
I think you're probably right, Susie.
Oh, well, I'll see you later. Thanks for everything, Aunt Angela.
You're welcome, dear. And thank you.
And peace and quiet settles over the Carter house.
I better go tuck Jennifer in.
No, you're too late. She dropped off almost in the middle of the second glass of water.
Oh, she knew you were a pushover. She only gets one out of me.
Oh, you know, I'm going to miss the old swing, and we have to retire it for the winter.
Oh, I guess it's good for another season or two with a fresh coat of paint.
Angela.
Hmm?
I haven't had a chance to talk to you about Em.
There isn't anything new.
No. It's just that we were hoping you could stay on here with us a little longer, you know, until we see how Em's going
to
feel.
Well, of course I'd be glad to, Jason. You must know that.
Well, this family, Angela, all of us.
And all of you are my family. It's always been that way. I guess I knew what I was doing when I introduced you and Em back in those dear, dead days of yours.
Has it been that long?
Oh, sometimes it seems like only yesterday. And other times, a lifetime ago.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Datril. I compared labels. Datril has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Datril can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Datril, new from Bristol-Myers.
The programs of the Radio Playhouse have returned dramatic stories to daytime radio, and we'd like to know how our listeners feel about this new series, for after all, they're meant for your enjoyment. Won't you tell us your reaction, what you like and what you don't? Whether you think daytime drama is a good idea or not? Should there be more of it in the future? Write us at To Have and To Hold, 345 Park Avenue, New York, New York, 10022, or your local station. Your letters are our best way of knowing what you like. To Have and To Hold has been brought to you by Datril, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.